Elsewhere Publishing House presents Living with an ADHD Brain, From Self-Blame to Awareness, by Deletta Armstrong. Copyright 2026 by Elsewhere Publishing House. All rights reserved. Dedication to everyone who finished nothing, but maybe, somehow, this. Preface: The Day I Cried for 42 Years. I didn't expect it to hit me that hard. It was a free screening test, offered by a center I'd stumbled across online. I almost didn't take it. ADHD had been floating around conversations for years, and honestly, I'd grown tired of it. Every other person seemed to be diagnosing themselves. It felt like a trend, a badge people wore because it was fashionable, or because it made their procrastination sound more interesting. I wanted no part of it, but I took the test, and then I sat with the results, and then I spent the next several hours glued to my screen, reading articles, watching YouTube videos, clicking from one research paper to the next, in that particular way that only people with ADHD truly understand. Fully absorbed, unable to stop, the outside world completely dissolved. The irony wasn't lost on me. At some point, sitting there in the quiet, something shifted. Not dramatically, not like a scene in a movie. More like a slow exhale after holding your breath for decades. Because one by one, the things I'd always believed about myself began to look different under this new light. The projects I'd started with blazing excitement and abandoned before the finish line. The jobs I'd loved and then inexplicably left. The mornings I couldn't get out of bed, not because I was lazy, but because my brain genuinely couldn't find its footing. The relationships I'd strained because I forgot things, lost track of conversations, or disappeared into my own mind mid-sentence. The constant grinding sense that everyone else seemed to know a secret about how to function that no one had bothered to tell me. I cried, not because I was broken, not because I'd received bad news. I cried because I finally understood that I'd been blaming myself, harshly, relentlessly, for things that were never entirely my fault. For 42 years. This book is not a memoir. I won't be telling you my name, my background, where I'm from, or the specific details of my life. That's not the point. The point is the experience, which I suspect you recognize, at least in parts, because you picked up this book for a reason. Maybe you were recently diagnosed. Maybe you're still waiting for a diagnosis, circling the idea with equal amounts of curiosity and skepticism. Maybe someone in your life has ADHD and you're trying to understand them better. Or maybe you've just always felt a little out of step with the world, not quite broken, but never quite running at the same frequency as everyone else. Whoever you are, this book is for you. What I'll share here is a combination of lived experience, research, and practical tools, not the sanitized, Pinterest-friendly version of ADHD management, just use a planner. Not the doom and gloom clinical narrative either, something more honest, more human, more useful, because after 42 years of living inside this brain, I've learned a few things, and one of the most important is this. The goal isn't to fix your ADHD, it's to stop fighting it and start driving. The goal isn't to fix your ADHD, it's to stop fighting it and start driving. Chapter 1, I wasn't lazy, I was lost. What ADHD actually is. Attention deficit. Hyperactivity disorder is a neurodevelopmental condition, meaning it's rooted in the way the brain developed, not in character or willpower. It affects the brain's executive function system, the set of mental processes that govern planning, prioritizing, initiating tasks, regulating attention, and managing time. The name is, frankly, a bit misleading. People with ADHD don't have a deficit of attention. They have inconsistent, dysregulated attention. They can hyperfocus on something engaging for hours without noticing the world around them. They can also completely fail to sustain attention on something important but unstimulating, not because they don't care, but because the brain's dopamine regulation system doesn't provide the chemical motivation